NATO says one soldier has been killed, another wounded in an apparent insider attack in Kabul, Afghanistan's capital. The attack is the latest of the so-called green-on-blue attacks in which Afghan forces turn their weapons on international soldiers with whom they are working. NATO's Resolute Support mission said that initial reports indicate the attacker was a member of the Afghan National Defense and Security Forces. The attacker was killed by other Afghan forces. Hundreds of people rallied in Pakistan's support city of Karachi, protesting the Supreme Court's decision there to acquit a Christian woman sentenced to death on blasphemy charges. The rally was organized by a political party, and one of their local leaders demanded the Supreme Court ruling be overturned and the woman be executed.
This is our demand, that this lady is hanged publicly because she committed blasphemy. The session court and high courts awarded her the death penalty, but the Supreme Court made the ruling to release her. I think the Supreme Court's decision is against the Quran.
Asia Bibi was arrested in 2009 and convicted and sentenced to death in 2010 for insulting the Prophet Muhammad when she offered water to Muslim women. U.S. fighter jets flew over the Western Pacific as a nuclear-powered U.S. aircraft carrier joined Japanese destroyers and a Canadian warship for the biggest combat readiness war game ever staged in and around Japan. Japan and the United States have mobilized 57,000 sailors, marines, and airmen for the biennial exercise. That is 11,000 more than the year 2016. Japan's contingent of 47,000 personnel represents a fifth of the nation's armed forces. This is VOA News. U.S. midterm elections are this Tuesday, and President